This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that regions connected through air connectivity experience faster and broader development. In a video message on the occasion of the groundbreaking ceremony of the new Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport today, the Prime Minister said before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but their number has now increased to more than 160. He also noted that several airports have now been developed around Delhi. Mr. Modi said when airports are built, they encourage entrepreneurship and tourism in nearby smaller towns and accelerate economic activities in the region.
Aaj ka din Kota, Bundi, Bara aur Jhalawar sahit pure Hadoti kshetra ke liye ek nayi aasha aur nayi uplabdhi ka din hai. Kareeb 1500 crore rupaye se banne ja raha ये आधुनिक एयरपोर्ट आने वाले समय में पूरे क्षेत्र के विकास को नई गति देने वाला है.
Speaking at the event, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said there had been a demand for a greenfield airport in Kota for several decades, and now that dream is becoming a reality. President Draupadi Murmu today voiced her annoyance with the West Bengal government for not maintaining the protocol during her visit to attend the 9th International Santhal Adivasi Conference in Siliguri. In a public interaction following the program, President Murmu said, by protocol, the Chief Minister should be present when the President comes to a state. The President said the state government had not provided a proper venue for the conference to accommodate more people. It is alleged that officials of the state government also did not attend the event. In a historic blow to the Maoist movement in the country, 130 Maoists surrendered before Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy at the Integrated Command and Control Center in Hyderabad today. This group included three state committee members, one regional committee member, and 10 divisional committee members, marking a significant shift in the state's security landscape. The surrendering cadres handed over a massive cache of 124 sophisticated weapons. The State Bank of India, SBI, today announced the launch of a $500 million syndicated social term loan facility. This facility is focused exclusively on women's empowerment with a green shoe option on the eve of International Women's Day. As per the statement issued by SBI, this syndicated transaction is a milestone for the SBI and the global environmental, social and governance ESG financing landscape for the noble cause of women's empowerment. In Nepal, Prime Ministerial candidate of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Balendra Shah, has been elected the House of Representatives member from Jhapa constituency number 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister of CPN-UML, Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli, by a wide margin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the people and government of Nepal on the successful and peaceful conduct of elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness to see Nepali sisters and brothers exercise their democratic rights so vibrantly. He said this historic milestone is a proud moment in Nepal's democratic journey. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In a statement today, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes on neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. Meanwhile, the intense military conflict in the region entered its eighth day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as the United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Meanwhile, Lebanese Health Ministry today said that 41 people were killed and 40 others injured in overnight Israeli airstrikes in the mountain town of Nabichet, the Hezbollah stronghold in eastern Lebanon. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered the men's singles final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.